Welcome back to Hot Mess Help Desk, where stress is real, snacks are life, and sleep is occasionally optional.
Optional, but highly recommended. I'm Lainey Kay.
And I'm Maya Ice. We're counselors here on campus, and today we're diving into stress. How it shows up, how we try to manage it, and how snacks and sleep get caught in the mix.
Today's check-in. When you're stressed, what's your go-to coping move? Are you a snacker, a napper, a late-night pacer?
Hey, I might be a little mix of all. It depends on how bad the stress is, but I've been known to have a little pack of mini Oreos in my desk every once in a while.
Okay, so when we talk about stress and coping, right? So this check-in corner, I want to talk about something that we talk about in therapy with our clients, right? What are your non-negotiables, Maya? And what I mean by that is when you are not doing these activities, right? That's when you can identify. That's when you're really stressed out, right? Mm-hmm. So they're called your non-negotiables because you can't negotiate about it. They have to happen, right? Or that means that you're not taking care of yourself. So what would you say are your non-negotiables?
I think I have to start off with a little iced coffee every day. I like making it or having my husband make it for me, if I'm being honest. But yeah, having my little iced coffee, having a little moment to myself in the mornings. And then I've also been getting into the rowing machine at the gym. Mm-hmm. So I feel like a Viking in the morning. So I go to the catch me in the fitness center at 7:15 every day, pretty much. So I'd be doing that.
Yep. So. And who are you with sometimes at 7:15 rowing?
Oh, I am with the one and only Mr. Jeff Chestnut over there. I do much better when he's with me. So, yeah. What are your non-negotiables, Lainey?
Okay. So, as you know, last year, it was my nails. My nails had to be done every single week, right? Mm-hmm. And if I did not have them done, that meant that I was not taking time for myself, right? This year, they change, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like the gym is pretty consistent for me. Running is really important to me. That's my non-negotiable, I would say. And then reading, right? Reading is important to me as well. Mm-hmm. So my high fantasy books, whether it's on my Kindle or a physical copy. So I know that if I'm not doing those things, that I'm not taking care of myself. And it's really important, clients out there, just people out there, listen. You need to be able to identify what your non-negotiables are and then tell a friend, right? Mm-hmm. Tell a friend, hey, if my nails aren't done this week.
Yeah, that Monday morning when your nails aren't done, I'm like, oh, goodness.
What's going on?
Yes, you know? Sit down. Let's talk.
Yeah, I'm like, Maya, you didn't have your iced coffee. Girl, what's up, right? You know, just checking in with each other. It's good to have somebody else know what your non-negotiables are so they can help hold you accountable.
For sure.
Right.
So let's get into it. What is stress? What are we talking about? So stress is your body's natural alarm system. So something's going wrong. You're trying to figure it out. What's happening? So a little stress can kind of help you focus and get things done. You might need to light a little fire under your butt to get it done. But too much stress for too long, that's when we run into problems like burnout.
Exactly. Stress doesn't just live in your head. It shows up in your body. The body keeps a score. Racing heart, headaches, stomach aches. It shows up in your behavior too, right? Like skipping meals, reaching for energy drinks, staying up way too late. Those cortisol levels are pumping, mm-hmm. right? And we're kind of in this, stuck in this flight mode.
Yeah. So some of those feel helpful in the moment, but it's really not that great. So the caffeine might make you feel like, oh, yeah, I'm getting it done, feeling so alert, pulling an all-nighter, I'm getting her done. But long term, that's not really manageable. That's not sustainable.
Yeah, I agree. And so what helps, right? If you've been with me in a therapy room, listen, I feel very strongly about sleep. I feel very strongly about sleep hygiene and listening to your body, right? So you start with the basics. If you do not have a good foundation to be able to handle or tackle these stressors, I mean, it's going to be that much more difficult for you, right? So start with the basics, food, healthy foods, you know, well-rounded. That's not to say you can't grab, you know, some Chick-fil-A fries, right, as a little pick-me-up, but it's making sure that you are eating some healthy foods that are fuel for your brain and your body, good rest, movement, physical activity, another thing that I'm big on, right, and just connection, right, whether that means socializing or connecting with yourself, right, or maybe spiritually, right, if that's important to you. You know, so swapping that soda for water, getting outside for 10 minutes and touching the grass, right? Mm-hmm. Texting a friend, it can just help lower your stress levels.
For sure. And we're trying to give you tools for your stress toolkit. So this doesn't have to be a perfect plan. You don't need to overhaul your whole life. Just having a couple tools to be like, oh yeah, Lainey and Maya said to go touch grass. Maybe it's time. Maybe it's time to go touch the grass.
Drink water in between your energy drinks.
Yes,
that's
yes.
Thing, right? So, okay. So let's, you know, we said at the beginning, you know, in our episode zero, we're going to keep these super efficient, right? The purpose of these episodes is absolutely, like Maya said, to give you some tools for your toolkit in a very digestible, practical way. So let's go over a few examples of how stress might show up for a college student.
Yeah, so we talk to students a lot, especially freshmen or first year students, about these transitions, moving away from home, choosing your major, you know, how am I managing this, the future. So that can create a lot of stress. Like, what is going on? I'm in a new environment. How do I deal with that?
Mm-hmm. And it's normal to feel unsettled when everything is kind of shifting around you, right? Stress is your brain saying, whoa, this is new territory. I'm very uncomfortable with this. This is different. This is change. Mm-hmm. So how do I deal with this? And something else that comes up, right? Academic pressure. What's the difference between healthy motivation to do well in classes and stress that tips into burnout?
Mm-hmm. For me, because we have also been in college. So I think when it's like, okay, you're skipping classes, you're not doing your regular stuff. If you were really on top of it at the beginning, but then it's like, okay, now I'm a procrastinator. That can kind of be an indicator. These changes in behavior of typical behavior for you can kind of lead into that burnout.
Right. And so stress can start as fuel, right? We know that anxiety, there was a purpose to anxiety at some point, right? As we've evolved as humans, it can start out as fuel, but it runs for too long and it turns into burnout, right? Instead of helping us. And so that's another way that stress can kind of show up for a college student, right? Academic pressure, this kind of transitional period, whether it's from freshman year to sophomore year, or this is your first time in college, right? Or you've changed your majors, or you've changed your friend group. Maybe you've even just changed where you were living, which dorm you were in. This is all transition.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that some students come to us is the financial burden and money and working jobs, sometimes multiple jobs, you know, paying tuition, budgeting. So how does that financial stress play into the bigger stress picture?
Right, right. And as Maya said, we were college students at mm-hmm. multiple times, actually.
Yep.
2 degrees, right?
Yep.
And so we've worked through our college careers as well. And it's a lot. And I think most college students work or have financial stress these days, right? So it's kind of an added stressor to the stress picture. So working these long shifts, full class loads means less sleep,
mm-hmm.
right? Less of a good schedule. Maybe you're skipping meals. Right? Less time to recharge, to do those non-negotiables that we talked about.
Mm-hmm. So something that we have talked about and we have done when we were in college as well is scheduling things out. Like, how long do I think this assignment is going to take? Is it going to take 2 hours? Okay, I have 2 hours before, you know, my Friday afternoon class. Like, and sometimes you have to schedule when you are showering or doing basic hygiene. And that sounds crazy at first, but I mean, you have to shower, you have to eat. So you need to schedule those things out when you have a super busy schedule.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. that's how you survive. That's how you make it through.
Yeah. And I have some clients that are really like, they want to, it's like hour by hour, right? Mm-hmm. And that's helpful for them. And they mm-hmm. put an alarm on their phone like, okay, it's time to unwind. We're shifting mm-hmm. from this thing, we're to the next. It's time to eat.
Yeah.
And then I have some students that just have a general idea of what they're doing for that day. And that's enough for them. Like, today I'm going to complete this one assignment, right? So the point of all of this, right, is we're talking about stress, how it shows up for college students in different ways. And there's plenty of other ways that Maya and I will get a little bit deeper into in later episodes. Each one will probably have its own kind of episode, right? But the point of this is we're hoping that you will start to think about what your non-negotiables are. Let's do one more check-in, right? So, like, this episode's about stress.
Yes.
And we already had a check-in, but I think we need another one.
I agree. Yeah. Yeah. So we paused after that main discussion type thing, and we were thinking, we didn't really address the episode 0 to episode 1 transition. Oh. We love transitions in this house. So, just a reminder, we are not professional podcasters. We're actually certified hot messes. Hence the title, Hot Mess Help Desk.
And also certified hot messes, but also licensed mental health professional, right? So I think it's important for us to kind of acknowledge that the point of all of this is for you. At the end of the day, Maya and I are not getting paid extra for this, right? We really want to be able to reach out to students in a way that is accessible and efficient. And we hope that you can grant us some grace as we figure out the podcasting and the editing, and you're able to gain at least one, small takeaway from each episode that we do. So, yeah, we wanted to kind of address the elephant in the room.
And this is a small room.
So it's a big elephant.
Oh, my gosh. So if you have any. I just thought of this off the top of my head. Crazy. Mm-hmm. If you have any suggestions, any topics you'd like us to cover, we kind of have the whole season figured out for the most part, but season 2 is in the works. So if you want to follow us on the Instagram at hotmess.helpdesk, you can kind of talk with us there, and any ideas you have.
Yeah.
We would love to take under consideration, under advisement, if you will, to consider that. And because we want to hear your guys' voices and what you are, worried about or need help with. Let us know over on that Instagram.
Yeah, absolutely. It's important that we get your feedback so we know what you need from us.
We love feedback.
We do. Okay.
Are we...
Just like that. We transition. Maya, we transition just like that. Every transition, you're just going to be like,
okay.
Transition.
Okay. Transition here. Thank you. Okay.
I'm keeping that. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Myth versus fact. So the myth today is stress only affects your mood.
The fact is that stress is a whole body experience, whether you want it or not. Mm-hmm. Plot twist. It affects your immune system, right? Think about when finals happen or midterms. Oh, my gosh. Everybody gets sick, right?
Everybody's coughing.
Uh-huh. Your digestion, your sleep, everything. And that's why managing it matters and coping ahead.
Mm-hmm. Here's another one. You just have to push through stress until the semester's over.
Fact, chronic stress piles up. So ignoring it doesn't make it go away. It breaks boundaries, and healthy routines actually make you more productive. So don't just push through.
Mm-hmm. Slippery slope.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Self-care spotlight, Lainey. Let's hear it.
Okay. So our self-care spotlight today is the 2-minute reset. When you feel stress rising, right? You can tell, your warning signs, step away and do something that interrupts that cycle, right? Deep breathing, stretching, drinking water, like we said, or even just going outside and touching the grass, right? Mm-hmm. As we mentioned, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or even if you're studying in your dorm, take a lap around.
Right.
Or in the library, take a lap around. It'll be all right. Your 2 minutes. Will still be there. It'll be waiting for you. Don't you worry. So yeah, 2 minutes might not sound like a whole lot, but it's enough to tell your body, we're safe. We can calm down. Let's start over with a better mindset, better attitude.
Right.
All of that.
Right. Don't just push through. Please listen to your body. It is telling you something. Please listen.
Mm-hmm. Right. Sometimes before your mind, your body knows before.
All right. So that's it for stress, snacks, and sleep. Remember, stress is normal, but it doesn't have to run the show.
Notice your patterns, grab a tool or two from your stress toolkit, and give yourself permission to pause.
Next week, we'll be talking about relationships. The good, the messy, and everything in between.
This is Hot Mess Help Desk.
Two counselors.
Total hot messes.
Here to help you thrive.
Before we go, a quick reminder. You don't have to handle everything on your own.
If you're a student here at UE, you can connect with us at the Counseling Center. Just call 812-488-2663, email counselingservices@evansville.edu, or stop by during office hours.
If you're not on our campus, check in with your school's counseling center or a local provider for support.
And if you ever feel like you're in immediate danger or are having thoughts of harming yourself or others, please call public safety to get in contact with a UE counselor or call 911 right away.
You can also dial 988, the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. It's available 24/7 anywhere in the U.S.
You're not alone, and reaching out takes courage.
This podcast was produced by Student Media. Student Media is a student organization at the University of Evansville that utilizes design, photography, video, and sound towards experiential and academic learning in journalistic endeavors and storytelling. Student Media elevates the voice of the student body and connects the campus and community to important information and points of view. If you would like to donate, go to fireside.evansville.edu/donate to contribute to a program.